For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. South Carolina peaches are being boxed at Titan Farms in Ridge Spring. When those boxes are loaded on a truck, whether it's bound for Charleston or New York City, each box will bear an increasingly familiar sticker or logo that says Certified South Carolina Grown. The Certified South Carolina program was developed about a decade ago by the State Department of Agriculture as a way of identifying produce grown in the state. Department Branding Coordinator Ashley Turnblad said it helps farmers to sell their produce through a recognizable brand.
We help them essentially identify those products that are South Carolina grown, and then our part is we run a multimedia campaign to the general public to help connect those two dots. And so we encourage folks to look for, ask for, and buy certified SC grown produce and products, and we encourage the members to utilize the logo on their packaging so that it makes it easier for consumers to identify those items that are locally grown.
According to Ag Department Marketing Specialist Matt Cornwell, food producers join the certified program for free, and the department supplies signage, stickers, and other materials to use so consumers, both in-state and out, can recognize produce grown in the state.
Folks nowadays really like to know where their food comes from. Maybe 20 years ago, that wasn't such a big thing. You know, folks might go to the grocery store and not really think about, you know, how far did my food travel? So what we've tried to do is just embrace that local food trend and just help identify something that maybe came from down the street, around the corner, or another part of the state.
Turnblad said regular surveys measure the success of the brand through increasing recognition among consumers.
We started off with, you know, zero awareness because the program didn't exist. And then a couple years after that, we were up to 34%. And then a couple years ago, we were up to 60-ish percent. And then our last survey results, which were done in 2016, I believe, said we were closer to 80% recognition.
Whether it's kale or watermelons, the certified South Carolina brand is respected for quality nationwide. But the state's jewel, said Cornwell, remains its peaches.
A lot of folks look for a southern peach and a South Carolina peach specifically, just because they know that we have the correct climate, we have the correct soil, and some of the areas of our state are pretty perfect for growing peaches. So we want to use that program to help that consumer realize, hey, those peaches down from South Carolina really are the best.
Turnblad said endorsement of the state's peaches has even come from a very unexpected place.
We were at Expo in Georgia back in October, and every person from Georgia, not every person, I will say, about 80% of them said that they thought South Carolina peaches were better than Georgia peaches. Georgia was known as the Peach State, but it was a very big compliment to hear from the Peach State that South Carolina peaches were better.
Small tractors haul bins of fresh produce from the fields. The certified program has even inspired a spinoff, the Fresh on the Menu program.
We had a lot of restaurants wanting to incorporate the logo, calling up and saying, we want to use this logo at our restaurants because we're sourcing local. And so we developed the Fresh on the Menu program for restaurants that are sourcing local items on their menus.
Turnblad noted the benefits of the program to consumers.
They're supporting their local economy. They're able to buy locally grown, fresher produce and products. They're able to know where their food's coming from, which is a big deal for folks these days, and taste better.
Turnblad said if the Ag Department can find the resources, it plans to expand the program, using more chefs and other creative ideas to get more certified South Carolina-grown produce on more tables. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.